It's Hump Day Replay.
Hump Day Replay.
Yeah. We get this in Hump Day Replay.
My favourite day of the week.
Oh, there we go. Right. Georgie boy.
He's done it again.
Hump Day Replay. Back for another week of Daily Talk Show Highlights with Grace, Mason and Jess, as usual. And our guest for today, sitting in Josh Jansen's seat, it's Josh's partner, Bree.
Oh, hi, guys. Hi.
Thanks for coming on, Breezer.
Oh, thanks for having me. I actually feel a bit nervous.
Really?
Yeah.
More nervous than going on the Daily Talk Show? Should be.
Yeah.
Should be.
Just a little bit more. My hands are clammy. I can really feel it.
Oh, no.
Nah, it's because it's like 30 degrees outside.
Yeah. I'm
18 degrees in there, though, surely.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect in here. Well, Josh has been riding his new bike in here, so it's perfect temperature. Oh. This is how the aircon going.
Yeah, we are recording this on Monday, and the bike literally just arrived.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
how it. Is it? What's the vibe?
Oh, he's very happy. He's very, very happy. All I could hear was coming, and I was like, oh my God, are you all right? And then I could hear almost like squealing. And the coach, like, so basically there's a screen and there's someone that'll coach you and like take you through the whole thing. And so she's like, whoa, my God, come on, Josh, get it. Well, doesn't say Josh, but she's like, get it. Yeah. Ooh, that's fast. It's actually quite funny. It actually sounds quite sexual. I could hear it from my office.
Really? It's like the ad.
Yeah, the ad is.
Yeah,
real sexual.
It's actually quite full on, but he loves it. It's great.
Has he let you have a go on it yet? Or?
No, but he asked me if I would like to have a go tonight.
Oh, great.
Nice. So sharing is caring.
Sharing is caring, yeah. So, no,
so are you going to have a crack?
Yeah, I'm going to have a crack. I'll give it a go. Yeah. I don't have Lycra like he does. He had the full get up, like the unitard almost thing that you wear, and like the zip top over the top, but
oh really, did he put the straps
yeah,
on
he
and everything?
put his Lycra.
Oh great. Yeah. Do you reckon he'll do that for every ride from now on?
Now that's the next thing though. Now he'll be like, oh, I need new gear, like new clothes.
Yeah. He should have a look today because it's Cyber Monday.
Is it?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
there's sales on
George, did you not know this?
Nah, I'm not across any of
this because it's Black Friday and Cyber Monday. They've always been a thing.
Really?
What's the deal?
Always been a thing.
Nothing. It just goes all weekend.
It's a big sale. Like a lot of brands go on sale. We didn't. Like, Hey Target didn't go on sale, but like a few others didn't either. But like majority of people do. It's like
because it started in America. Like after Thanksgiving, didn't it?
Yeah. And it's big discounts. Like 30-50% off.
It's like it's all those outrageous clips you see of people running into shopping centers and having punch-ons. That's Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
That's disgusting.
Yeah,
it is.
Have you guys done Christmas shopping yet?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, we finished ours.
I'm jealous.
Good flex.
It's bloody start of December.
Yeah, but it's because we're going back to Perth.
Yeah, fair enough.
I'm getting stressed that we don't have things for people in Perth, things for people in Melbourne.
You know, man.
I'm like,
pressure's on for
you guys.
Got to
do both of them.
So that we've bring home, like,
yeah, we've sent some presents to Perth, things like that, so that we don't have to take them over and
click
and
collect in Perth.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, here we go.
That's very organized.
Here we go.
He's onto it. Yeah. Of course you've done that. Did you get it from like a store near the house? Less driving?
Did we?
Nah.
That you would have looked at, surely.
2 hours, yeah.
No, it's North Perth that we have to go to, but that's fine. 30 minutes.
Are you
going
to teach, Mace, can you learn to drive over there? Can that be a little project?
I don't know if Mum will let Mason use her car.
Maybe. She does love him.
She does love insurance. Maybe she would be like, yeah, whatever, but we'll see.
Yeah, you'd have to add you to the insurance for sure.
Macy, you nervous about meeting the family? What's happening? I know you've spoken to them online, but...
No, I'm very excited. I'm very excited to meet Grace's mum because we've done like FaceTimes and stuff. We've never met, so that's very exciting. And then I'm also excited to meet Grace's brother and his partner as well.
Oh, cute.
We've done one capture, but we've never, you know, done more than that. So it's very exciting.
Yeah. Hey, Grace, are you still emceeing the wedding?
I still am emceeing the wedding.
Oh, how good is that? I was actually, because I was just, before the show, I was listening to you guys, the girls talking on, you know, during the 24-hour show.
Oh, yeah.
And you were talking about, oh, yeah, emceeing the wedding.
Oh, good memory.
Yeah. I was like, that'd be
wow,
so good.
Wow, the 24-hour show. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that for you, Bree? 24-hour show.
Oh, it was good. I mean, I think I fell asleep in the last hour. You guys were all on like the Zoom and I'd fallen asleep. And I think it was Shannon that was like, somebody wake Bree up. She's going to miss it. And I woke up. So it was good, but it was so annoying. I managed to stay awake like 23 hours. Fell asleep the last hour.
It was a quick power nap at the very end.
It was very upsetting. But I made it. Woke up. I saw the last minute.
Yeah.
I think I slept from like 2 till 6 or something.
Oh, did you?
I hardly did it, yeah. think I went to bed at like midnight or something.
Oh yeah, but didn't you like edit a bunch of videos or something prior? Like you were trying to get all the stuff ready for it. So
I was
exhausted.
Editing the next day and like the next week.
No, that's fair enough. Really. Yeah,
you were doing 24 hours like days before the stream.
But yeah, so we did mention just before about the bike. Josh has got it now. It's very exciting. So just for a bit of context, looking at it right now.
It's huge.
Here's a little, you know, a few bits from the last 2 weeks of Josh getting psyched about the bike.
I went to a mate's house and she was like, you got to try this bike. I sit on the bike. I'm like, oh man, your fans are so good in here. She's like, oh no, that's the bike. The bike had fans. This thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Has magnets. It has iFit. You can ride around different parts of the world. It's got a screen. I think it's 22 inches.
It's 22 inches.
Like, babe, we're not just buying a bike. We're buying a TV. These types of purchases, if it's just me, it's going to be an uphill battle. High incline, as they say. I may have already ordered it. So if anyone in Melbourne wants my old bike, I am selling that. We're selling it for 150. We sold the other bike though, $200. 199, they gave 200.
Did you list it as 199?
Bree did. I'm not in charge. The doorbell rings. I took the bike out of my office, put it into the lounge room, and I said, if you need me, scream.
Is that a normal technique, the 199? You're a big seller on Gumtree, right?
I wouldn't go that far.
You're good at it.
No, we sold a few things before we went away on our world trip. That's about as far as it goes. 199, yeah, it was a trick because I had it at 200 and I got no bites. And I kid you not, I changed it to 199 and I got like 7.
Yeah, so, right. So what happened to everyone else? Because you sold it and the pickup was seamless.
Yeah.
And then you just had offers just rolling in.
Yeah, well, the problem is I left it up because what happened is I put it up just before we went away to Geelong for the weekend and then I was in holiday mode. So I was like, oh, I'll get back to it. Like, I'll take it off later because I knew the guy was keen and we were like, he was like, I'll come Monday, I'll pick it up. I was like, all right, no worries. And then I had like 7 other inquiries come through and there was one lady, actually, I felt really bad. She was really keen. She messaged me. She called me. And then I was like, and then she texted me again. I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like I haven't been at my phone all weekend, but I just sold it. She was like, damn. I don't know why. I just didn't think anybody would be that interested.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just a bike from like Cash of the Day.
And so why was Josh in his room and didn't come out?
He didn't want to talk to the guy. It's the usual thing. So if people come here, like even if I have people sometimes work here with me, he'll just sit in his office. I don't know why. He's more introverted, I think, than people think he is.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, anyway. I get his coffee every day, so if that doesn't tell you.
Any other selling tips? I mean, Mace, you sold Josh's Kindle without permission.
That happened.
That was a gift.
Thank God.
What do you mean?
It's not good. Well, no. It was a gift from them to me.
Yeah.
All right.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Why did you sell it, Mason?
Well, I mean, it sort of got lumped in with everything else. That
he's
I was selling.
Like, I need to make
he's
some
calling
cash
out.
Yeah. No, but it sat there for a while and it was sort of with everything else that I was selling and, sort of misinterpreted that one. No, but a tip probably would be Facebook Marketplace. Yeah.
Next question, George.
Facebook Marketplace is a good one. I would say listing on there is really good. I've had better turnouts on Marketplace than I have with Gumtree, but list it on both and see what works. And
why? Because they like higher quality purchases or something like that, or people pay more? Or
no, I think just more people. I think there are just more people scrolling on Facebook Marketplace than there are on Gumtree.
There
you go.
I was going to say, the one time I've tried to use Facebook Marketplace, my ad got taken down. I ordered shoes and then they sent me 2 pairs of the same shoe and they didn't. They were just like, oh, whatever, just keep them. And then so I was like, oh, well, I don't need this second pair of shoe because that was a different size. So I put them on Facebook Marketplace and then it was like, oh, no, it's not allowed on there. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, what, weird.
Issues?
I don't know what it was. I didn't look any further because I was like, you know what, there's too much admin here. I just...
Facebook's been pretty buggy. So yeah. Maybe that whole ad account got taken down for no reason. So I think Facebook's just a little bit shit.
Man,
I'm similar to Josh in the sense that I never sell stuff. Like, I'd rather just let it sit there and be of good use, but I just can't be bothered selling it.
Well, I think we offered you like a bunch of free books, didn't we? Because we were like, just before we went away for 4 months, Josh, ages ago actually, like 2 years, 3 years ago, he bought a bunch of books because he was going to start a bookstore. Like, I'm talking like, initially I think it was, he spent $3,000 on books and he was going to have a book stand at his office. He worked at a tech company at the time. And so he basically told me after.
Oh, so he wanted to have the book stand at the office, inside the office.
Yeah.
All right.
To have like gifting over Christmas or something like that. Like classic Josh, just like one of these like funny, quirky things he does. And then he told me after he bought them and I was like, $3,000 on books. And I think he was like surprised that I was like shocked. And I was like, $3,000. And so he ended up returning, but he could only return half of them. So like before they even shipped, so he got it. So we spent $1,500. It was like good books, like Show Your Work and like a couple of others. Humans of New York, which I actually think he returned. So we got stuck with like, I can't even remember how many books it was. We had a whole box full.
There are a lot. And I think they're still in the office actually.
Yeah, I do remember that.
What? How have I not heard this story before? That's hilarious. When was this?
It was
2017.
Yeah, was it? Must have been. And we've like sort of just hung on to them, and like people come to our house, and like if you come to our house, you get a gift. You get like three books. It was like I can't even remember the titles of them.
Yeah, I've got four of them, I think.
You, GB.
Yeah.
That's it was so like, funny.
And like Seneca was one of the books. So good books. And then I think we were going overseas. And we still had the box, and we were like to George, "Hey, we know your mum's got a bookshop. Like, if you want, you can just take these books." And then I don't know if anything happened with them. They just stayed.
I think I just left them in the office. I didn't take them. But then I was like, I think I asked mum like a few months later. I was like, "Do you want these books? Do you want to buy these books?" And she was like, "Oh yeah, we can buy them." And then I sort of just left.
Yeah. And now we just give them to everybody. You come to our house for dinner. If you're just like dropping something off at our house, we're like, "Hey, would you like a book? I'll give it to you." So it's quite funny.
So generous.
What do you do when Josh has these like quirky things that he really gets into, and it's just like either an outrageous investment in time or just like, you know, buying $3,000 of books?
Oh, I mean, they only happen every so often, so it's not crazy. He's definitely gotten a lot better with his spending. Because there was a time that he bought like a camera. I think it was like $15,000 or something. But it was like, it was before. So during this time, it's different. So he had a video production business and he sort of took a break from doing video and was working at the tech company on like a content side. It was during the time too that he just switched from the radio station. So I was like, oh, I'm going to take a break from filmmaking. I'm just going to do this content thing. So he was doing that. And then because he wasn't doing like filming and stuff for work, he was like, oh, I just want to like do some filming as like a hobby. And so he bought the camera. And so it was $15,000. And then it was a very expensive hobby. But it ended up turning out to be like he just felt inspired again. And that's sort of what triggered him, I think, to also like then leave the company he was at and then start his own business. And with that camera, like obviously he like made the money back. But he just does these things sometimes. It's just Josh. But I trust him implicitly. Like I'm always like, oh, something will like come from it. Like the book is a different story with the books. Not sell any of them. Instead, they'll just very
full of knowledge now, surely.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, so look at all the books behind us. We have.
No, he does have these like big visions. And I think when he goes through with it, like if you buy something, he knows what he's going to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the camera stuff. But
he thinks big. Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to think of what else he sort of does, but he does a few little bits and pieces, but they're the two that spring to mind.
Are you a big spender?
Here we go.
Normally in a relationship you have one that's like a bit more sensible with money and then one that's a bit more crazy. I would say I'm definitely more sensible than he is. Mm-hmm. Maybe like the bougiest thing that I've bought is skincare that I've just sort of invested in, which is Rationale Skincare, which was a big thing for me because I was like, oh, I don't know. But it's been great. I love it.
That's
it's worth every cent.
It's your skin.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a shared bank account?
Yes. Everything is shared.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we don't have
When did you join up?
I think we kept going overseas together and it was sort of like annoying because then it was like trying to keep tally or like just bits and pieces of like, oh, I got this and that. And then it sort of all works out all the time.
Yeah.
And then I think you could tell I was a bit stressed about it at the time. I worked sort of for a fashion company and I was sort of on like a lowish sort of income. And I remember after the trip, he's like, I want you to know that I would love to join finances with you. And it's okay. Yeah. Like, so he made it like this
very
thing.
Sweet.
And it was very sweet. And I was like, oh no. He's like, oh, like, you know, whatever's mine is yours, whatever you like, yours is mine. And I was like, okay. Yeah. And then we just did it and we haven't looked back since.
That's
just,
cute.
And it's actually easier. So cute.
Yeah.
Very cute.
I mean, we've been together like nearly 13 years this year. So for us, it's like, it's easy.
Yeah. No, so, I reckon we're still, me and Hannah are still separate. Yeah, we're still separate. But it just all works out. Like, we're just always, you know, shouting each other.
Wow. It works out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Grace and Sebs? Have you joined yet?
No, waiting. Although Mace got an email today and he was very excited.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, what?
Joining. Oh, no. Just sound that
again. Grace put it in an email.
Oh, you, Grace, no, did no. you email Sebs?
No.
No. It was actually just one of the newsletters that Upbank puts out. They say when, you know, in like 2021, next year, that's when they're going to be releasing the joint bank accounts. So
he's like, yes.
Oh, what, they don't have joint bank accounts?
No. No, not yet. No, it's very joking annoying.
Were sold otherwise, JB.
I was. I saw you guys. We hung out on the weekend and they both had their Upbank little Apple Pay stuff going.
Oh,
I was like,
cute.
Yeah. 2021, I'm getting into Upbank, I reckon.
Yeah, well,
getting
you
rid
can.
Of all my finances, like, you know, transferring it over. What's the interest like? Good interest?
Well, I mean, no one's offering good interest, except I think Westpac might have a 3%.
I think anyway.
ING is good.
ING is good, yeah.
You got your Smile, your Splurge, you know, all those sort of accounts.
That's what I need to sort out. Yeah. Like separating stuff. I don't separate stuff.
Episode of Hump Day brought to you by Future Advisory.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
Well, Up Account, you can have your separate savers.
Yeah. Yeah, and don't you, which is really Mace, good. Don't you like invest into stocks and stuff? Doesn't it like separate into different accounts?
Yeah, like this, when the salary comes in, you can split it between, you know, your different savings and all that sort of stuff. Yeah, it's good.
Too smart for me.
That's very good, yeah. I mean, I need to definitely be better with money.
I mean, yeah, stocks. I should get into stocks. Anyway, another time.
Next episode of Hump Day.
Yeah. Speaking of spending, you did mention before about the coffee, how you're always getting Josh coffee, especially in this time of working from home. You've been getting it a lot. So here's a few of my favourite times that you got him coffee.
Is Josh's coffee a part of your routine? Like getting him and handing him.
Oh, yes.
Is that actually, have you worked that in?
Yeah, I've worked that in.
Bree was getting coffee for us. Bree went and got our coffee, got my coffee, didn't ask for it, but Bree gave it to me. Thank you, Bree. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bree, for the coffee. Thank you, Breezer, for the coffee. Thank you, Breezer, for the coffee. Got a text message from Ben Fordham. Buy your own fucking coffee. Bree is not your mum or your personal assistant. As soon as she got out of the shower, I jumped in the shower. The idea was that when I was in the shower, she was going to go and get coffee. She emptied the dishwasher. The friction then became that I don't empty the dishwasher. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I love chores.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I wish he loved chores.
Really? What's your favourite chore?
I don't have a favourite chore. Like, he seems to think because I'm clean or tidy that I seem to love it. Like cleaning the bathroom, cleaning the toilet. Like, I'm like, whoa, this is so much fun. It's not.
No.
Like, I don't enjoy vacuuming. I don't enjoy cleaning the kitchen. I just do it.
You just got to get it done.
There's two of us in this household and someone's got to do it. So I do it. He has many talents. Yeah. I could hear him talking. I haven't listened to the episode yet, but I could hear him talking about on the Daily Talk Show the other day, talking about the mechanic. Because I'd asked him if he could call
them. Yeah, the rage phone call.
Yeah, and all you guys were giving him advice on like sort of, I don't know, I haven't listened yet, but I was like, it's ridiculous. Yeah. He got mad at me because I asked him I reminded him for like over a 3-week span if he could call the mechanic.
So what's it like living with a guy who has to be given praise every time he does a task that just has to get done?
See, the thing is when I do give him praise. He's like, no, don't. I don't do it for this. So it's really confusing because he says one thing and then he sort of does another. So I'm not really sure. He's just, ever since I've met him, he's never been good at chores. And unfortunately, I met him at 16. So.
What's an onboarding process though? Like how can we get Josh, how can we onboard him onto doing chores?
Oh, yeah.
Like the vacuuming, because before Grace and I came and stayed at your place, like you said, you mentioned that Josh did the vacuuming for that.
Yeah, he did.
Do we have to stay at yours more, Brie?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, is that the solution?
Yeah, if you could, that'd be great. You guys cleaned up, so you guys can come stay anytime. I think, yeah, he's hard. I don't know, because he's like, if I had a whiteboard, I'd do it. But it's like, I had like a little, it's hard.
Bar system.
We've tried apps. We've tried like even just like writing things down, or like he says, I know he always talks about having like this weekly meeting or like once a month meeting or something where we go through everything. Yeah.
You know what Jack Post was telling this story about how Bianca set Jack and Bianca up in a Slack channel.
Yeah, see, I'd get around that because I'm like, maybe he would do it. But I feel like, I don't know, either if I'm nagging him, which he calls nagging, which is sometimes just asking. Yeah. Then if we had a Slack channel or whatever, I don't think it would make a difference. I think regardless, I would still be nagging. So that's hard.
Bump.
I
mean, send him diary invites.
Yeah. Yeah. See, but currently I send too many diary invites, so we can't do that. So really? That's not a good option for him.
And he's not in Asana either, so that's a problem. What about, okay, hang on. What are your thoughts on the robotic vacuum cleaners?
Oh, yeah. I've had one.
Oh, George, you've had one.
Are they good though?
Nah.
I don't think that's strong.
I reckon 2008.
That's the problem.
Roomba.
Yeah, but that's the problem.
Yeah, no,
they wouldn't have worked back then. Yeah. That's a lot of money on it.
That's a lot.
I mean, I guess a Dyson's like a grand anyway.
Yeah.
But I mean, I saw.
Doesn't Rebecca Judd have one of the robotic ones? Doesn't she love it?
Oh, I can tell you.
She also has a cleaner that comes every second day as well. So it's just for those few crumbs that the kids drop that one.
Yeah. You go, Brent.
The Roomba would be fun. Like, I don't know. We've got a stick vacuum that you just like plug in. Like it's not like you have to like, and it's wireless or whatever when you vacuum the whole house. So it's not like he has to deal with like an annoying cord or anything. So it's very simple.
Vacuuming things away as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the biggest thing I hate about vacuuming is like the packing it away, pulling it out and packing it away.
The different parts.
That doesn't happen here. It's very easy. And like Grace and Seb's cleaned out all the shit in the vacuum while they were here, which I really appreciate. I came back. I was like, oh my God, is this vacuum working better than it was? Yeah.
It's I remember the first time at the old office, or Josh's not first office, Dyke Street, the shared office where he was just freelancing. And I was doing a bit of work for him. I walked in and he was mopping. It was like this big kind of cement warehouse.
Mopping.
It was huge. And he was mopping like the whole floor, but he was just going in like just random spots and then just like walking over it. And it was just like so much. It's like, how do you mop? I was like, oh mate, you got to go in and like methodical
order.
Up and down.
Yeah.
That's classic.
Yeah, no, he does. He needs to get better with helping with chores, but he does many other great things. So I'm like, And I know also that I'm a bit of a pain in the ass. So I'm like, if I like things a certain way, then sometimes it's just easier if I do them. It's less painful.
Makes sense.
And then I can just relax a bit because I'm like, well, take me 2 seconds. Sometimes it's just easier. If I lived on my own, I'd have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I try and look at it.
Yeah. No, I need to get better, definitely. Toilet and sink.
Yeah, do you do anything? Because I thought you and Hannah shared.
Yeah. I mean, well.
That wasn't convincing.
She's definitely better at, like, cleaning bathroom. Definitely bathroom. She'll do the toilet.
Okay.
What does that mean better? Because surely, like, you're just wiping.
Yeah, I know. She's better at just being onto it and just getting done.
Oh, sure.
And, like, caring more about it than me. But
yeah. You're a bit of a loose unit when you clean the bathroom. She's not really giving it a proper clean.
Well, I just don't really do it. Okay. Unless she asks. But I'll do the dishes.
Oh, that's
good. I'm pretty good at dishes.
She does your washing, though.
She does washing. Yeah, she does washing. Yeah.
Sometimes Josh does that, but not often.
I like the washing. The washing's great.
So does Josh. Well, that's what he says.
I have to tell you to do the washing. Otherwise, it sits there.
But I put it in the machine and then sometimes hang it out. And then I love when it's sunny and put it in the sun and it's done.
You can't
done
say
in like,
you love
sometimes
washing.
Hangs it out. And then you go, and then I'm like, how long has it been in the washing machine? It's like, oh, I think like 4 hours.
2 hours.
And I'm like,
3 hours.
We have to wash it all again. Yeah, so it doesn't smell. Yeah, he goes, man, it'll be fine. I'm like, if I have smelly clothes, it's your fault.
It's about 6 to 7 hours before that smell comes in.
Okay. Do you guys have a clothesline, Mace?
Yeah, we do. But they didn't think through the clothesline because it's in the shade.
Oh.
Oh.
So we have those like wire racks that you get from like Kmart or whatever, and you just put it out on the lawn in the sun.
Yeah,
and that dries quicker. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good tip. Well, I thought we could play a bit of a game, guys.
Oh, okay.
It's a really good game. I mean, last week, Mace, we did decide that from next year we'll be getting rid of trivia.
Yes.
Just yeah, not great at trivia. Going down well. But this isn't really trivia. This is more of a team building exercise.
Okay.
And so you guys can all work together. And the game is you have to put the price of these coffee orders in order.
Oof. Oh, Bree has got an advantage price is though, because she does it every morning.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I thought this is, I'd play to Bree's strength here. So
do we have an opener for this, George?
You know what? There's no opener.
Okay.
I tried and I couldn't think of anything.
Okay.
So but I've just got some background music to play. Okay. So here we go.
Okay.
Awesome.
How long does the background music go for?
Well, that's very loud.
Yeah, it's very loud. I'll just turn that down. All right, welcome everyone to Coffee Orders.
How long is this looped or how long is this going for?
It's a 4-minute track.
Okay.
Okay, we've got time.
Yeah. All right. So these are the coffees, right? So you've got to go in most expensive to cheapest.
Hang on, are we guessing the price or are you just giving us the price?
Maybe guess the price first.
Okay.
And then from there we can like put them in order.
Okay. Okay. And most expensive to cheapest. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll just go one by one and then we can figure it out as we go. Yeah.
Okay.
Do we need to write this down?
I'll write it down.
I've got my bear going.
Okay.
I'll just write it down.
Bree's just scrambling for a piece of paper.
I don't have a pen. The pen is all the way on his office.
All right. First coffee. From AU79. A small almond latte. What are we thinking, guys?
I'm thinking, do I say that loud?
Yeah, work together.
Yeah. Guys, I think it's like about $4.80.
I was going to say $5, yeah.
$4.80,
$5.
$4.80 because it's a small, so I thought they wouldn't go above $5, surely.
Almonds 30 almonds. Cents. Almonds yeah. 30
oh,
cents
more
for
than
the
that,
milk.
Surely? 50 Jeez. Cents?
It's 50 cents.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, 50 cents, yeah.
Okay, great, 50 cents. George, what's happened to the music?
Oh, you can't hear
it? Still going.
Oh, still there. Still going.
It's okay, quiet. Great.
So what are we thinking?
I was thinking $4.50, but is that too low?
Do we go $4.70? What about $4.80?
Yeah, let's go $4.80 in the middle.
Are we happy with that?
Locking in $4.80?
Yeah, locking in $4.80.
All right, $4.80 is locked in.
Perfect.
All right, next one. McDonald's small cappuccino.
Oh, $2.
No.
$3.
You got the McCafe. I reckon you're thinking. Yeah, at least $3.50.
Or $3.80.
Are they good coffee at
McDonald's? Like the 80 cents.
Really good. That Milk Lab.
That's true, they do.
they cook their milk to the bloody brink. It's like 150 degrees milk.
Really?
Yeah. What are you looking in?
$3.80?
$3.80, I'm with Bree.
$3.80, we're
going $3.80.
$3.80, $1 cheaper than an almond latte from AU79.
Oh, is that just normal milk, by the way? Cappuccino?
Just normal. Pavlov's Duck, Bree's local. A matcha chai latte.
Oh, gosh.
God, I don't drink those.
Is chai latte like $4.50 and then matcha's on top of that?
Well,
talk it through.
And put a bit more sugar on it too, because Pavlov's is expensive. I mean, cost me, to give you an idea, I got two large almond caps from there on the weekend. Cost me $12.85.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oh,
is that weekend surcharge or?
Don't know.
Okay.
Ooh, so are we thinking above $6.50?
Maybe $6.50.
What size did you say?
Surely
large.
It's just one size, I'm pretty sure. Just like the
I reckon
standard.
$6.
Yeah.
$6?
Six or
$6.50.
$6.50.
Yeah.
All right,
$6.50. Yeah. $6.50, all right, great.
Next one. From Starbucks, a caramel macchiato venti.
Oh, yummy.
Venti.
591 mil.
Oh.
Which one's venti?
$7. Venti's the biggest one.
Is
like
it?
Pint,
is it bigger
it's
than
like
Grande?
A pint of coffee. Actually, good That's point. I don't know.
$7, do you reckon?
I reckon around 7-ish, 20. Yeah.
7.20?
Caramel macchiato.
7.20, we're locking in 7.20?
Yeah.
Okay,
7.20.
Great.
All right.
I was going to say higher than that. But anyway,
this one. Oh. No, we can go higher.
I was going to say, I reckon like 8-ish. 8.40?
Oh, yeah.
All
right.
8.40. Okay.
Because it's like the caramel.
Yeah, no, that's true. Like, you little cup of caramel.
Yeah,
that's
a good idea. All right. Yeah. Okay. Let's lock that.
8.40.
All right. Okay. This one is from Giancarlo at the airport, Melbourne Airport.
That's a large, surcharge.
Large hot chocolate.
Oh, large hot chocolate. This is my arena.
Come on, Mace.
Got to play the song.
Pull through
my
here.
Arena.
Pull through.
This is.
Get it, Mace.
This is over $4.50.
100%.
Large hot chocolate from the airport.
I reckon you're thinking about $5. Mm-hmm. Maybe even $5.20.
Yeah.
What do you reckon? Grace, are we six?
Yeah, you could be higher.
I reckon it's 80? Higher than four. I reckon it's higher than five something.
We're going 580 again.
Okay, right. We're
580.
Yeah.
Yep.
When were we on 580 before, Mace?
No, well, we did 480, we did 380, and then we did 580.
Okay. A lot of coffees are 80 cents for some reason, which is just weird.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Grace, this one's for you. This one's from Tishk, Perth.
Oh, yeah, in Perth.
It's a single origin long Mac topped.
Oh, Grace would know
topped
this.
Topped up.
Sorry, topped
450,
up.
Surely.
Single origin.
I don't know what single origin is.
Me neither.
It's actually, it'll be location of the beans.
So a bit more expensive. $5?
Well, do they usually have mixed blends of beans from multiple locations?
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
And is it regular size?
Yep.
Yeah, I'd say 450 or 480, mm-hmm. to be honest.
We're going 480.
All right.
Okay, 480? 480? 480.
Great.
480. And all right, finally, from Clogs, espresso. Short black.
Okay, guys, I'll take this one for win. $3.50, I think.
$3.50?
That's
cheap.
A good price.
In Bendigo.
Yeah, Bendigo price. Okay. I'm just going to read it. I'm not bothering putting him in order. I'll just read him out, see how you go.
Okay, let's see if we got him right.
So for AU79, you said $4.80.
Mm-hmm.
For a small almond latte, it's actually $5.
Ooh. Bloody close, guys. Good job, though.
Good. Yeah, really good range finder. From Macca's, $3.80. Grace, you thought it was like $2.
Yeah.
Small cappuccino, $4.25.
What? $25?
Macca's is a ripper.
Scam. Absolute scam.
Burnt milk.
Yeah, it is. It's always burnt milk.
It's Mac Cafe, milk. Though.
Milk Lab. They got Milk Lab.
Yeah, exactly. You're paying for the Milk Lab.
So under on both so far. Pavlov's Duck Matcha Chai Latte, you said $6.50.
Mm-hmm.
It's $6.50.
Oh! Yay! Well done, team.
Great job.
Starbucks Caramel Macchiato Venti 591 mil. You said 840. It's a bargain at $7.
Wow.
That's cheap.
Save
$1.40.
Sorry, Jess.
All right, it's not your fault. All right. You did make a really good justification.
Yeah.
Maybe they aren't making enough money on it.
Yeah.
Lost
it's
later.
So much value.
Yeah.
All right. Where are we? From Giancarlo Coffee in the airport, $5.80. You said,
right, Chucky,
$6.80.
Oh,
dollar off.
$7 for a hot chocolate. It's a large, guys. We forgot large. But still, $7 for a large. That's quite expensive.
Hot chocolate,
that premium chocolate from Black Belgium or something. Like, what's going on there?
That's definitely not. What's that brand starting with M? Mork. It's definitely not Mork.
No, that'd be about $15 if that was. Yeah. all right, from Tishk. How do you say?
I think it's Tishk, yeah.
Tishk.
I've never been there, to be honest, so I know that it's from Perth.
Yeah. Long single origin long Mac topped up. You said $4.80.
Yeah.
It's actually $5.50.
Oh. Wow, see.
That was a single origin. It would have been $5 if you got the standard.
Multi origin.
So what's the standard over there? $4.50.
$4.50. Usually I pay $4.50 for my long max topped up.
Still
but
pretty
anyway.
Cheap. Really.
Single origin?
Don't know.
There we go.
And then finally, Clogs in Bendigo.
Oh, yep.
Espresso. You said $3.50. Guys, you're not going to believe this. $4.50.
Oof.
Wow.
For a shot of coffee from
Clogs.
Wow.
Clogs in Bendigo. From a pizza shop.
It's X-y, isn't it? The cheapest place to go is 7-Eleven.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't mind the 7-Eleven coffee at the iced ones. Have you had it?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
So just ice, put the hot water, the coffee hot stuff that comes.
The coffee.
out of the tap. And then put a dash of milk or almond milk, whatever it is, mix it around, chuck a straw in.
Oh, great.
Good. Yeah, it's really good.
Good tip.
Like, if you're on the go, like obviously Pavlov's and like wherever you get your coffee from is probably better. But if you're just on the fly, really good.
Great.
Dirty coffee.
Yeah, good to know.
I mean, TJ's just coming off the back of a month without coffee. Very impressive. Bree, have you had a think about any habits that you've picked up or anything you want to stop moving into 2021? Resolutions?
I'm ashamed to say it, but order less Uber Eats and cook at home.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, that's exciting.
That's a great one.
Yeah. I'm a platinum Uber member. Almost diamond. Aren't you diamond?
That's a good flex.
I'm not diamond. I'm platinum as well.
Yeah, I'm platinum. It's just, but it's almost disgusting. It's disgusting. It's almost like I'm not proud of it. It's like
a real.
I'm getting higher.
Frequent flyer.
It makes me panic. I'm not proud of it. Like if I was like gold or platinum with Virgin, I'd be like, oh yeah, cool. Yeah. But there's something I don't know gross about just ordering so much Uber Eats and being like a really top tier member. That would be one.
Yeah.
I want to go to the gym again. Minimum 5 days a week. I used to go between five and six.
Do you guys have a gym at your apartment?
No. Nah. Okay. I go to a good little gym though.
Yes, I do. It's right next to you.
Oh, yes. I now have a bike and trainers inside the screen.
You've got weights and...
It's actually great.
I fit.
And it's got a fan. It's really, it's going
to
be
you
great.
You can travel to Utah, Colorado.
It's going to be awesome.
How do you feel about Josh inviting people over to use it?
Okay with that. I mean, I don't mind having people over. He's the one that's more funny about people coming here than I am, so it's fine.
Yeah, right.
You guys are all welcome to come and give it a spin.
Thank you.
It does look pretty good.
Lycra.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fun. I'll have to send you a video.
I've got bike shorts.
Yeah, do it.
Oh, you do, Grace. And you look great in them. You need to own
it. You haven't seen me in them, Bree.
I just know you would.
You've seen a photo.
No, she didn't. I keep asking her. She doesn't.
Anyway. New Year's resolutions, everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's just the Uber thing. And read more, definitely. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's like a typical one.
That's a huge one.
What
about...
That's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm keen for when we have our break, which got announced this week as well. We're having a break on the 19th till the 11th of Jan. No social media.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a really good one.
Fired up for that.
Yeah.
Deleting Instagram off the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that'll be good.
That's good. I think for us too, because it's like we all work in that sort of industry where we're all like sort of tapped into like social media all the time. It's like, it's a beast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, George, you were saying the other day about how many pickups people have on their phone. Like the amount of times you unlock your screen and pick it up.
Yeah, have you guys like, had a look at that? Like, you know how you can see your screen time? You can also see, like, pickups?
Oh,
that's
my phone
a real
yet,
worry.
See.
Like, we were doing it the other day with some friends, and it was, like, 200 times a day.
I think mine would be more, shamefully. Like,
really?
Yeah. And sometimes it's, like, just dumb stuff. Like, I know that I should be cleaning the house, and sometimes just getting, like, this vortex. I'm not even enjoying what I'm scrolling. I'm just sitting there just doing dumb shit.
Do you ever like have your phone there and you're like check Instagram, then you go check Facebook, then LinkedIn, then news.com.au,
then back to Instagram.
Emails, and then and you're like go in this weird loop.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, or you get bored of scrolling so you go back to the home screen, and then sometimes I just go back to Instagram and I'm like, I was just on here. Like,
yeah,
it's like you refresh it, it's the same.
Yeah.
Yeah,
or you check it on your laptop.
Have you done that? You've gone from your phone.
I've done that.
It's easier to reply though. If I'm doing some stuff, if I'm doing any like work things, sometimes I'll use my computer because you can just, it's easier.
Type. Yeah.
I think maybe that's fine. Like if you just go, I'm only going to go on Instagram on my computer, I reckon you'd be sweet because who's actually sitting on their computer for that long on Instagram? Like it's just not the same.
Well, Josh did that when he like quit, like, well, when kind of retired. Quit social media. Yeah. When he retired, if he had to do anything for like Daily Talk Show or whatever, he would just do it on his computer.
Because you're not spending 4 hours on Instagram on your computer.
Like, no.
There's no way.
I definitely want to delete it over Christmas. I mean, after, the only things I want to watch are like people doing like their unboxings and stuff with like, hey, Tiger, and then I'll delete it. And then I'll leave it after that. That's it. Yeah, I mean, chocolate brings you joy and it's nice watching everyone else get excited about it too.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I'll watch that and then I'm off because we're in Phillip Island with Josh's parents.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Really? Are you doing going there for New Year's?
Yeah, we're staying there. Oh, no, we're leaving for New Year's. It's just in time for New Year's because Josh's mum's having her friends come. Mm-hmm. So we're leaving the day of New Year's Eve. But we'll be there from Christmas to New Year's Eve, which should be nice.
Oh, lovely.
Hanging out.
That's so nice.
Doing some shopping and stuff. I mean, I love Josh's parents. I went on a, like, when Josh and I first got together, I think maybe it was when I was like 18. We went on a cruise, just Josh's mum and I. We went around Namiya, Vanuatu for 7 days.
So
each
cool.
day, bought each other little cocktails. Fun.
Oh,
so cute.
That's very sweet.
No, Josh, because he had no interest in a giant ship. But it was good fun. She's a good lady. just very funny.
That's so cute. Do you guys like share? Do you do like one Christmas at yours, one Christmas at Josh's, or?
Kind of. Some years we do all of them in one day. So we'll do like my mum's in the morning, or, and then my parents are separated too. So there's three, but there's like one that's like in Mitcham, which is like 40, half an hour from here. There's one that'll be in like Officer, which again then is like an hour. And then another one that's in like Tooradin, which is like 2 hours on Christmas Day. So it's a long day.
It's a lot of driving.
Yeah. But this year we're just doing Josh's parents. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's good.
You can just relax.
So we can relax and enjoy it, which will be lovely.
What
about you guys?
I have to do that like each year. It's like, because I got parents in two states. Had my parents are in Byron with Hannah's parents, but then I've got my dad in New South Wales. He just moved to the coast. Anyway, doesn't matter. There's two different states pretty much.
Yeah.
And two separated families.
You've got to
pick between like four people almost.
Yeah.
And there's always like, you get the feeling of like letting someone down. But I mean, yeah, we usually try and do like 1 year with dad, 1 year with mum. Sometimes
turns are good because then you don't have to like worry about like doing too much at like one time.
And this year it's just like, I just want to go to Byron and just be with mum for like 3 weeks and not have to worry about like moving anywhere else.
Yeah.
So I'm so keen to just like, just relax and have a proper
jealous
break.
You get to go to Byron.
I know. I've never been. I really want to go.
Can we go? It's so much fun.
BMC
it's
trip.
So nice.
Yeah. BMC trip.
Christmas party next year.
Seriously, that'd be so good.
And it'd be so great, wouldn't it?
Oh, it'd be sick. Drive up, get a big tour bus.
That'll be so fun.
Mason can drive.
Yes.
This year will be fun.
What if, I guess,
next?
I was about to say, imagine if you get your heavy vehicle license before your actual, but I don't think they'd let you do that. You'd probably have to have your full.
Yeah, I think.
What are you doing, Jess?
I was just opening the door.
It's nice. All right. I can feel the breeze.
You can hear the nice atmosphere.
Mm. Yeah.
And you?
Yeah.
Nah, it sounds great. No, it's really good. It's really good. No, it's really good.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
I was just confused.
Mace, what are you stopping? You had a bit of a tease earlier today.
I had a tease? Did I tease you? Is that what you're...
You teased me. You said I'll tell you what I'm stopping on the show.
Oh, you too.
Lucky GB. No, I mentioned to Grace earlier and also to you, GB, around... like alcohol and drinking. And I think during like COVID and just with like it being work being busy and it all, everything being sort of a little bit stressful and overwhelming, it became a little bit of a crutch. And I feel like it is a little bit of a crutch to like relax and just chill out and sort of not feel how you're actually feeling. So I think I'm going to go off alcohol. I don't know for how long and I don't know what it actually looks like, but I think that's something that I want to do.
How much were you drinking?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Great idea.
Well, I'm not, look.
You weren't having
that. I wasn't a raging. Yeah.
But it's still something.
Raging alcoholic.
I was going to say, you mostly drink probably with us.
it's only a couple of glasses, but it is that thing of the masking of any feelings or tiredness or whatever. So that's where it sort of stems from, as opposed to, you know, it's not like I'm a loose unit when I'm, you know.
No, you definitely don't.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
Grace is sick of picking you up off the gutter.
Yeah, she is.
Another Friday night. Really?
Yeah.
I moved down to Melbourne for you.
Yeah. And you're just out every night.
So when is this happening from, Max?
Well...
Obviously,
this is the thing.
Friday.
After the Christmas party.
I don't know. I've got to figure that out.
Saturday it can start. I'm starting Saturday too.
Are you doing no drinking from Saturday?
Well, it's not January yet. You're going early.
I just want a break because I feel like since we've come out of lockdown, I've just gone real hard. And so Christmas party. Although I'm meant to be going to winery on Saturday as well, but I'm just going to see how I feel, you know. But I'm the same. Yeah. You just need to do it in controlled environments and like consciously, like not worrying and not doing it just because you can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Totally. I feel so much better when I don't. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get so fired up for Monday. Didn't really drink this weekend, and just like felt great this morning. So yeah. I'm in the same boat.
I mean, we never drank until like 2 years ago.
Actually, that's a good point. So,
and then we just started. We used to drink coffee either. That started at the same time, coffee and alcohol. And then it's terrible. I say the same thing as Josh. Oh, I've just started drinking. It's like, dude, you did that 2 years ago. You can't say that.
I love it when you say that.
Yeah, so that was the whole thing. So Josh said, he keeps saying, oh, I've just started drinking. And we gave him a 2-year limit of saying that.
Yeah.
I actually tracked down when the first time. It was said was, and I reckon, I mean, I haven't written down. This is annoying.
I tracked it down.
It was episode 121, which was.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow, that's when old. You guys. Mason was a baby then.
Yeah, I was born. Yeah. It was hustled in Venice.
Yeah.
Yes. Tuesday, July 3, 2018.
Oh, God.
There we go. It's been over 2 years.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. See?
And you guys had. Aperol spritz.
Yes.
Olives inside an Aperol spritz.
With we always tell inside. The same story. It's like, oh, we only started drinking when we went to Venice. We had these Aperols that were €2.
Yeah. And they were the big ones in the plastic cups.
Yeah. Oh, there you go, guys. You can tell the story for me.
But what I've noticed is Josh has stopped saying, I've just started drinking. And instead he says, I didn't drink for the first 28 years of my life.
Yeah.
New to drinking.
Yeah. So. I like that. Nice pivot.
Yeah. Well, now we drink alcohol and coffee, so.
And they're just bloody really expensive habits, aren't they?
I can't believe, actually, that's one thing that I've noticed. Like, half the time alcohol be more than, like, the food bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy,
like, if you got,
it?
Like, I'm not saying anything crazy. Like, if you went somewhere nice and you got two cocktails each or whatever, that's $80.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Definitely.
However... We have to start drinking again when you guys come down to Bendigo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to revolve clogs. Around drinking. I'm sorry.
Clogs, yeah, yeah.
Drinking and eating.
Oh, you are. I'm all
That's
about
the thing,
that.
Though. A lot of the as I was talking to Mace about, like, a lot of activities, especially coming out of lockdown, are like about going out and like enjoying local businesses and stuff. And that's like eating. And then there's always the drinking as well, unfortunately. So it's really hard to go out and not sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially like new places that are coming up and things like that.
Mm.
And they have lots of fun, like outdoor-y sort of things to do.
Especially with summer. Yeah.
Like everything just keeps popping up on broadsheet. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that looks good. Good.
If it's on broadsheet, I'm not going. That's my general rule.
We get it, George.
A lot of pushback.
We get it.
George is cool.
The way they write stuff piss me off.
Real shame because where we're going for our Christmas party on Friday had a massive write-up on broadsheet.
Oh,
so
I'm all about it then. Great.
Well, usually when I write something off, Jess is like, you know, I'm in talks with them about getting a sponsorship deal.
Oh, George.
Like broadsheet's out of the
Sorry.
Broadsheet's great.
Yeah.
The team are lovely at broadsheet.
So. Broadsheet is really good. It's like they had the flowers delivery store that I should have used when I got Grace flowers on there. I should have just read the article on the best delivery flower delivery services in Perth and I would have nailed it.
Yeah.
That's okay for next time.
1-800 flowers is not.
You can get me flowers whenever you want.
Yeah.
It is the thought that counts, bro. That's what I said to him.
Yeah, it was a lovely thing of you to do.
It was very sweet.
Flowers when you went to the airport and everything. You were very sweet.
Were they peonies? Did you get a peonies?
Yeah, peonies, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. It's your favorite flower.
Oh, thanks, George. Oh, stop it.
Great memory, George.
Oh, she's blushing.
Good memory.
Speaking of memories, I did a bit of digging. I mean, we'll get to that in a sec. But Bree, you've been with Josh for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about it earlier. Like, since when? Which year do you reckon you guys got together?
2017? No, wait.
2017.
No, 2007.
Yeah.
It's really rattling when you say 20, because then it's like it knocks out all the 2000s. Like,
yeah, 2007. 2007, yeah.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. Well, I just found a few nice little romantic things that he said on the show, which I'd like to play for you now.
Okay. Valentine's Day.
What year?
2009, I reckon. I was picking her up from her place. And in the seatbelt was a little stuffed bear. In his arms was a McDonald's cheeseburger. That's great.
That's lovely. Was it the way to Bree's heart?
Bree loved it. It was her dad's wedding, and I surprised her with some jewelry and a Reggie string.
Yeah. How old were you?
Yeah, I was 18. I was completely obsessed with Bree.
We were friends to start with, and he liked me.
Yes.
And
I asked her out 3 times, and she said no every time. I drew like a mind map, and it started off with like, how do I get Bree as my girlfriend? And I did all of these arrows, and then I just put it somewhere where she would eventually find it. So I get my, not that book. So what's in this book? I'm like, no, don't look at the book. She opens up, oh my God, what is this? It's a mind map. What sort of mind map? Was, oh, I just love you. And I've drawn a possible roadmap of how we could be together.
Oh, that last one makes me sad. I'm terrible about that time. I just wasn't ready for a boyfriend. That's all it was. I was scared. No, yeah, he's really lovely.
He's a catch.
But the story with the red underwear, did he tell you, like, that I'd actually worked at Bras and Things?
Yeah.
And he went in and my manager, like, when I wasn't there, and asked my manager for help. And she was like, oh, I think she would like this. And he came up with a red t-shirt and a red push-up bra that had, like, this, like, almost this real puffy sort of gel-like stuff in it, and it was all red lace. It was matching. And a love heart necklace with a little diamante in it.
Oh, that's cute.
That's pretty sweet, though.
Very thoughtful.
He's very, like, very thoughtful.
Yeah, that is thoughtful.
And I remember the mind map. I still got it.
Oh, cute. That's so cute.
I've got a box with all our little things in it. It was on a black, like, visual arts diary page, and it was all drawn in gel pens.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's so cute. Yeah, it was very, he's very sweet and very lovely.
Did you guys have many classes together in school?
We were just in media class together. And that's how we met.
Did he make you act in his films?
Well, we actually worked on a film together. No, I did. I helped him with a lot of stuff. I thought he was really cool and interesting because he was different to the other guys. And I found he had a real passion for, like, the filmmaking, and he was really creative. I was like, oh, this guy's cool. And he was super opinionated, didn't care basically what anyone thought. And we worked on a film together. We were doing like a remake of like The Shawshank Redemption, just like a scene. And I was the casting director and he was the director of the film. We were the only two that gave a shit about the production. So we went and did all the prop shopping, like all that sort of stuff together. And that's how we essentially like sort of started getting closer and became friends. And I spent a lot of time at his house and stuff. But that was about it. We had like media, maybe like an English class together, but I ended up then spending like most nights hanging out at his parents' house and spending time with him and his mum and his family, and then basically never left.
That's so nice.
Oh, that's so cute.
Have you ever broken up?
No. Look, there's been trying time, like any relationship.
Sorry to definitely move there. But I'm actually curious.
No.
George, what would have you done if Bree said yes?
People break up all the time.
We've been close. I mean, I think any relationship goes through hard times, and we're by no means perfect. I mean, we were each other's like first love, you know, all that sort of thing. We hadn't really had experience with anyone else. There was a lot of firsts together. And I think you sort of, as you grow up, and we're very fortunate that our careers are quite similar, and the wants and stuff that like the things that we want in our life are very aligned, like in the sense of travel when we can again. Mm. And we don't want kids and all those sort of things. And we both still feel that way. But yeah, there's definitely been times where we've been like, is this it? I don't know. Like, and I think it's okay to question it. I think when you're young and all that, especially when you've been together for so long and you change, it does make you think about it. But yeah, I mean, and I think too, the hard times, it sounds cliche, but I think also the hard times make you realize, or if you're close to losing something, or someone that means a lot to you, I think, you realize how good you've got it. So yeah,
beautiful.
I think. Yeah.
Oh, that was so lovely.
Beautiful.
So sweet. Now, you guys are great together. You just.
Yeah. Oh, thanks so much. Well, so are you and Hannah. And, you know, Samson Grace, you guys are all so great. Jess, I just bloody love you.
But yeah, I feel like I just want to play this little bit while we're on the topic of school. This is a grab from Josh's first podcast when he was in 2007. And what I love about it is it's so Josh, and I can just, he hasn't changed, you know, that much, and you've been with him since that time, and it's just, everything about this is just hilarious, and I can just picture him as a, you know, 15-year-old kid in school making this thing.
Hi everyone, my name's Josh Jansen and welcome to the Josh Jansen Show for the 7th of February 2007.
When babies are annoying me at a restaurant, I listen to
the Josh Jansen Show.
Tonight on the show, you get to hear Josh singing Irreplaceable. To the left, to the left, you must not know about me, you must not know about me. Josh also talks about the latest interesting news, and he'll also tell you a joke.
The Josh Jansen Show starts in
3, 2, 1.
Wow.
The gunfire is a bit much.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It's very radio, like apart from the gunshots. I remember him playing that to me at the time and I was like, oh my God, this is the cool. It sounds so cool, so professional.
It does.
It's like the radio.
It sounds very professional.
The editing is sick. But yeah, everyone should listen to that song. It's so good.
He used to upload YouTube videos.
Beyonce's to the left.
Yeah.
Irreplaceable.
Yeah, Irreplaceable. Like he would reenact them, like with his mate, and would do like different songs and upload them to YouTube.
That's so funny.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well, he's always been very creative.
Yeah. And so I did a bit of digging because I was like, oh, let's talk about memories. I found some of your old Twitter statuses, Breezer.
Oh no. Okay.
Because Grace is getting right into Twitter now. She's Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't tweeted in a while though, but anyway.
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, I'm still on it every day.
you had a moment, it would have been like, a week ago maybe, in the last 2 weeks, where you realised that you had to update?
Oh yeah, your bio.
Oh yeah, because I think I said that I still worked at Suzanne. I haven't done that for 4 years.
So this one was from June 21, 2010. How is Good News Week still running? What's your pushback on that show? That was a great show.
Oh, I can't remember. I'm sure there was just something that's a real heckler. Just, I don't
very
know.
Very passionate about getting that off the air.
Oh, goodness.
And then August 15, 2010, helping Josh Jansen with his script. It's a nerdy-based film. I want a happy ending, but he wants to kill everyone off.
I don't even know where that would have been. Because he was at VCA, like Victorian College of the Arts, when we were in high school, and that's what he did, like as a part-time course. So he made a film for that. And then we made a bunch of student films while at high school. I can't even remember. Honestly, we've made so many.
To kill everyone off. Yeah. It's a good tactic classic. For writing a short film. Like, how are you meant to end it? Just kill everyone.
Yeah. Hence the gunshots. It seems to be a bit of a theme here.
This one. First week is October 24, 2010. First weekend, I have actually used my computer for fun stuff in such a long time, realizing how much I've missed my comp and the internet.
Wow. What a gal. Yeah.
But then what I love is like a few weeks later, you said, we'll never download music again.
I wonder if I got in trouble or something.
Like LimeWire maybe?
Or maybe I got a conscience that I was like, you should not be downloading music, buy it and support the artists.
It even extends though, like 5 years later, July 12th, 2015. Would love to catch a Virgin Australia flight that was actually on time for once.
What year was that?
You are a heckler.
2015.
Yeah. Oh, 2015. I was probably, you know what? I was at Suzanne then and I was probably late for a shoot and I was probably super pissed because I probably had something with me that they needed. And I was going to be like.
Passive aggressive though.
Yeah, I know. Look, I'm not proud of it. Do you see any other statuses now, guys? I'm no longer passive aggressive. It's past time.
You've grown since then.
Yeah, I've grown. I'm a woman now.
Can I just, I love this one. This is a tweet, June 10th, 2010. Loves the You Send It program. Makes it so easy to send zip files. Smiley face.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know what that was, but that was a year into my job working at a beauty, like a cosmetics company. And I was there like PR assistant there or whatever. And I was probably just like.
Zipping a lot of files.
A bit of a flex. Look at me, guys. I'm zipping my files.
Tech stuff. Tech tour. Yeah. Woo.
Yeah. Woo. Look at me go. I'm a tech gal. Yeah. I don't know. Or maybe I was trying to impress Josh.
Yeah, that would have definitely.
Yeah, he'd always get impressed when I'd talk about like InDesign or something like that. He'd be like, oh, God, here you go.
M girl.
Well, Breeza, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks, guys.
So much fun.
It was fun. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. I mean, the end of podcast is always just like the worst, like try to wrap it up.
Thank you. No, thank you.
But
thanks.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
You can find us here at.
Yeah. Can you say it, Jess? Because I'll just.
At Hump Day Replay. And Bree, what would your Instagram be?
At Brianna Phillips with one N.
But she's not going to be on there for that much longer, so catch her in the next 2 weeks because she's logging off.
Yeah. Also, you can also follow the company that I work for, which is Haytag.
That's right.
Chocolate company.
I had Haytag on the weekend.
Oh, how
good is it?
Haytag.co.
Get some for Christmas presents.
That's perfect.
We love you, Bree.
Love you, Bree.
Bye.
Thanks, bye.